Hello everyone, my name is Bert Jansen. I'm a service engineer in the SharePoint and OneDrive service engineering team. And today I'm going to give you a demo about our provisioning.pages PNP sample. This sample shows you how you can manipulate pages. So pages are the common elements in SharePoint that your users interact with, and typical actions on a page are adding content to it, like HTML fragments, or for example adding or removing web parts. All of that will be shown in this little demo. With that said, let's switch to the actual solution. The solution that I'm going to show you today is a provider-hosted SharePoint application. So it typically these solutions, they have a SharePoint part, so the SharePoint app over here, and there is the provider part, so the actual website running the solution. Before we dive into the code, I'm simply gonna execute the demo and show you what the output is. After that, we show you how the actual steps in the demo were performed. The environment is set up correctly, so I've provided my URL to my developer site, so that's all good. With that being said, I can simply press F5 and Visual Studio should deploy my application and launch the browser so I can log on. Right, let's log on, sign in. Working on it, going well. All right. So I already launched this application before this demo, so I did not get a consent dialog. If you run this for the first time, SharePoint will ask you like, do you trust that this app has the permissions that it requires? So we need to press yes in order to continue, of course. In this this application, it's really a demo application showing you two different scenarios. The first scenario is a very basic one where we add some HTML to a wiki page. So let's try that. So here we have the HTML. So it mentions hello 365 developer PNP. I'm gonna say we're doing great. Now, and let's click on the run scenario button. What this will do is it will create a temporary page in the site, in the host web here, and we'll add the HTML on that page. Once you've clicked on the run button scenario, you can use the click here to go to the actual created page. So let's do that. And voila. Here we have our little HTML snippet added to this page with a weird looking name, but just because we generated that page like that. So very simple, but very powerful. Let's switch back to our demo application. The second scenario is slightly more advanced because it deals with wiki page manipulation. It allows you to create a wiki page using a particular chosen layout. So by default, SharePoint allows you to create wiki pages using these layouts. Now, a wiki page layout is nothing more than a piece of HTML. So you could even design your own layout with different configurations. But in reality, with these configurations, you can already get pretty far. Now for this demo, let's take what shall we take? Let's take a two column with header and footer. And like in scenario one, I'm gonna click the run scenario two button, which does all the magic. It creates a wiki page using that particular chosen layout. And in this case, it does something special. It obviously also adds HTML like before, but we're also adding a new web part to this page. So we have a promoted list in the site, and we're going to add the promoted list web part on our created page. Let's have a look if that succeeded. So let's jump to this page. And We see here our at the left side our promoted links wrapper. The right side we see our HTML snippet. And just to show you guys that we also actually have the proper correct layout. So we chose a header, two column, footer model. And you see here that we have the header, the two columns, and the footer, which is what we wanted. Perfect. Let's save this page. And let's switch back to the demo. A third part of the demo is actually removing the web part that we added to the page. So I'm gonna hit this button, and it will then, if everything went well, refresh this page. You see that this little promoted links web part is gone again. Now, that concludes the functional overview of the demo. If you try this on your own, you can clean up the temporary pages that were created using this button, so they're removed from your host web, and you can close the browser. Good, good. Now let's have a quick look at the code. So this is, as said, a provider-hosted application. So we have a website. In this case, it's a plain simple ASP.NET website with a default.aspx over here, which contains all the logic for the demo. The actual page manipulation logic, that one is in the PNP core library. So the PNP core library is a set of reusable extension methods that you can use to enrich your projects. And in this scenario, we've used PNP core since it contains methods to add wiki pages and to add web parts on pages. Let's open up default ASPX and let's scroll to some interesting parts. For scenario one, you see how simple it is. We create a page. We add a piece of HTML and this text box value to that page, and that's it. It's actually a few lines of code to realize that scenario. Scenario two is slightly more complex, as mentioned. What we do here is let's zoom. We're gonna add the promoted links list if it's not there, and add some items. Then in the second step, we're gonna create a page, and we show that nice little drop down where you could select a page template, a wiki page template. So that's built in here. So we chose two columns, headers, footer. So it's actually the add layouts to wiki page extension method from PNP that we use. And we specify, okay, I want to have this particular template. Very simple, one line to create a wiki page with a proper template. And then once we have the page created, it's about adding content. I already showed you how to add HTML to the wiki page in the previous scenario. In this scenario, the extra thing is adding a web part to a page. And for that, there again is extension method, add webpart to wiki page, which takes your webpart XML, which your page over here, the row and the column. So in this case we had a header, two columns, footer. So we have three rows. So we take the row number one. In this case we have header, so this row is two. So the second row, the first column, and then we put the web part. The web part XML itself is created in this WP promoted links method, which is slightly lower here. You see here, I'm going to show you a little preview of that. So this is the method that creates the web part XML, which is just the same old web part XML that you used to work with in the past. So, conclusion, using the PNP core library, it becomes very simple to deal with pages. Adding web parts, removing web parts from pages, adding HTML to pages, creating pages, it all is very seamless and easy to do.